In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, this weekend, we at St. Thomas have joined the ranks of other parishes in our diocese who have once again closed our buildings due to a disturbing rise in the daily new cases of COVID-19 in Gloucester County. In fact, most of South Jersey is suffering terribly. As I mentioned, Cape May has the highest number of daily new cases in the state. And this is why we're strongly encouraging the wearing of masks, even when we meet together outdoors. Now, this summer, I had hoped that things were finishing up for us in COVID, right? We were removing our masks. We were sitting closer together. We were even shaking hands again. And then, in July, the warnings came back, disrupting our plans to see family on travels. And then the masks came back inside. And here we are in August. It's only August. And we're closing our church buildings again before school even starts. And so all of this leaves me sad and anxious. It makes me a little angry, too. And sometimes leaves me despondent. And something that I need in a time like this is a word from the Lord. And so from our first reading, we have this word from the Lord. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. For the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree puts forth its figs, and the vines are in blossom, and they give forth fragrance. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. From the winter of COVID, distancing and anxiety, hear God calling to us, arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Now, this calling is not a call to deny COVID's reality, but it is a call to deny COVID's centrality. Right? We can deal with COVID. We can get vaccinated. We can wear masks. We can follow protocols. We can do these things. We've proven it for the past year. But this is a call from God to keep our eyes on Jesus, to seek first God's kingdom. And so to get vaccinated, not because we're afraid and we see vaccination as a shield, but because we are bold to love our neighbors and we see the vaccine as a tool for doing exactly that. Even in our response to God, if we have eyes to see, even in our response to COVID, if we have eyes to see, we can find an opportunity to encounter God's embrace. Now, this word from our first reading is the same word that we find in our third reading from the gospel. In our gospel today, some grumpy antagonists are questioning Jesus about a particular ritual which they observe very carefully and about which his disciples are, shall we say, a little lax. The ritual is described as a tradition of the elders. Now, the elders, right, are those who practiced faith in earlier times. The elders are those whose good example lots of people still followed as they sought God. We follow many traditions of our elders, like how we say the creed handed down to us by the councils of Nicaea, or how we use the prayer book that was designed by Thomas Cranmer, or how we adhere to the decisions and the policies of the General Convention, even on our own time. And so these traditions of the elders, right, they're all good and useful when they point us toward God. But like the hand washing in our gospel story, these traditions can become corrupt and damaging when they're used for virtue signaling, right? For separating me from you as who is better or more worthy. Now, sometimes parishes within the Episcopal Church can be characterized as leaning more towards Anglo-Catholicism, or they can be more evangelical, or they can be more charismatic. And each of these styles, these traditions of our elders, each of these things has important things to teach us about God. And each of these styles meet different people at their place of spiritual need. But when we confuse the different and instead we say better, then we are invited to hear a word from the Lord who meets each one of us in our individuality and who says, arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Sometimes even Christianity itself can become less of a practice or a relationship, and it can become, it can be corrupted into an identity, something that distinguishes us from them and seems to authorize us to look down on or to belittle or to discriminate against others. And again, hear the Lord who created every living being, who tells us, arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Sometimes the traditions of the elders that we use to distinguish people from people, sometimes those traditions aren't religious at all. Sometimes maybe they're about class. You know, class can be encoded by the size of your house or whether you have a place to live at all. Sometimes class is demonstrated by your car or your job or your level of education. Wealth is a great big universal signifier of class. But from whatever measure of class we might be tempted to apply to someone else or to ourselves, the Lord sends this word, arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Last year was a big, divisive election year, and partisan politics continued to arouse tempers and anxieties in much of our country. And from the chaos and the obfuscation and the divisiveness of partisan politics, the Lord sends us this word, arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Race continues to be a huge determining factor in how one is treated and in life outcomes throughout our country. Xenophobia has reared its ugly head, and both immigrants and peoples with deep histories in this land have both suffered as a result. From discrimination according to color or accent or national origin, the Lord sends us this word, arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. From the hurt places inside each of us, from each one of our unique pain and fear and anxiety and despair, the Lord sends us a word. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Sometimes we like to talk about salvation. It's a good church word. Maybe that's the point of religion, finding connection to God. Salvation, being saved, means precisely to be met in the midst of a hard place by the mercy of the Lord saying, arise, my love, my fair one, come away. Now, in our epistle reading today, James says that religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. So we practice pure religion by making common cause with those who are disregarded and denigrated by everyone else. We saw the face of God today as we serve families at Kitchen of Hope. And just a few weeks ago, we saw it as we brought food to those in IHN. We care for what God cares about when we give to Episcopal Community Services, funding initiatives that express God's passion for our neighbors throughout the Diocese of New Jersey. We discover God as we turn our face and our hospitality towards Rowan University, like we are doing all this weekend with a welcome table, welcoming those thousands, literally thousands of students flooding into our town this very weekend, asking the question, what is life all about? And to all of these, the Lord is sending a word, and if we'll allow it, the Lord may choose to send that word through us, saying, arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Like a baby learning to smile and love by imitating its mother. Like a couple growing old together and discovering a comfortable blending of their shared habits and expressions. In just these same ways, we learn to love God by imitating God's passion for the dignity of every human being. We pray, we worship, we serve in pursuit of a single end, which is to learn to respond to God's call. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away.